This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There are 14,000 Starbucks in seemingly every nook and cranny of America. In Washington, D.C., there's a new one with an important difference. From WAMU in Washington, Michaela LaFrac reports.
This Starbucks in Northeast Washington, D.C. is much quieter than a typical location. There's no music playing. And if you look around, you'll notice the baristas are all communicating in American Sign Language. And there are other special features.
We have a TV screen, so you know when your order is ready, your name is going to appear. The cash register is lower so that you can make eye contact and see people's hands.
That's store manager Matthew Gilsbach. He says 19 of the 25 people employed at this Starbucks are deaf. He is too. The voice you heard is his interpreter. All the employees at this Starbucks know American Sign Language. Many in this Washington, D.C. neighborhood are part of the community around Gallaudet University, the country's only liberal arts college for the deaf. There are about 7,000 deaf and hard of hearing people in the city. Gayla Guinard says the signing Starbucks makes sense here, and it's good business.
To my knowledge, this is the first time we've seen a major brand with stores in all kinds of locations actually create something that's for a specific group.
Guinard is the chief strategy officer at the Alexander Graham Bell Association for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Hearing customers regularly come into this Starbucks, too, and ask to learn how to sign their names or sign their favorite coffee orders. Here's Guinard.
Just because a person is not deaf or not hard of hearing doesn't mean they wouldn't go to that store. It's really important to have diversity in the marketplace.
In this neighborhood, other businesses also keep areas well lit so patrons can see enough to sign and lip read. Other shops have pens and paper handy so customers can write down their orders. The only other signing Starbucks in the world is in Malaysia. It opened 2 years ago. Right now in Washington, D.C., Gilsbach says he's enjoying teaching customers how to sign their favorite seasonal drink order. Pumpkin spice latte, of course. I'm Michaela LaFrac for Marketplace.